Sunday, March 6th, 2005. Another edition of Radio Zoom rolling out to you on this Sunday afternoon. Hopefully you are doing well. It cranked up to 76 degrees on the Fahrenheit where I live today, and it was outstanding. It was awesome. But then tonight, it's going to drop down to about 41, and then tomorrow it's going to snow. And or rain, sleet. I can't stand this. Ah! I just want some warmth and some good weather and some sunshine. That will make John happy. And that's what this world should be about, dang it. Making me happy. Coming up on today's episode, I've got some interesting things. I got the music as you always are subjected to. But then some kind of different insights into, just some different things that I've been hearing about in terms of radio and whatever else I can kind of come up with. Right now, I'm just going to start this out the right way. Off the album Thick Freakness, here is the title track, The Black Keys, on Radio Zoom. Just want to make you play air guitar. The Black Keys with the song Thick Freakness, and that's off of the same album with the same name. And if you want to find more information, it's theblackkeys.com. And right now it appears that they are on tour, en route maybe, in transit in Australia. Says so right on their the front page of their website, is that the Australian tour is sold out. It's hot. It's a hot ticket. Some good stuff, though. Black Keys, theblackkeys.com. You know, I've been listening to a lot of different theories and ideas and ramblings by different people saying how radio is dead. And I've had a love affair with radio since I was 12 years old. And yeah, it's definitely changed. I remember the days when I went prior to just coming to college, and the station where I worked at used to be the big FM station in town kind of paid a lot of attention to the little college radio station where I worked at, because it suddenly became, when this other large station started playing what we were playing, we'd pull that artist off the shelf, because we didn't want to oversaturate. We didn't want to be a part of that machine. And I think in the past, I think historically, you look at the early 80s, you know, back during the days of, you know, when the Talking Heads and Blondie were coming out, and CBGB's was the hot spot in New York City, which is an awesome venue. I will never forget my experience there. Oddly enough, seeing We Are the World Trade Center play there, and they changed their name, We Are the World, at that point in time. It was obviously after 9/11, but I digress. It's interesting to think how during, you know, the early 80s into the 90s, and you know, the rise of grunge music, and with every single a lot of trends started out in the world of college radio, and you don't have that much anymore, because there's such a machine that has been built and that processes everything that you listen to on the radio. If you're a talk radio fan, this isn't so bad for you. There's still talk radio out there. You know, I work for a National Public Radio affiliate and a classical music station, so I don't get bombarded with this, you know, this just slimy programming where it's, we got to push our advertisers and we have to play a certain set list of songs a certain time, because we are so concerned of hitting our target audience, our target demographic of whatever age range between, you know, in this 15-minute time window, because we are so concerned about statistics and focusing on listening, or getting our advertisers exposed to those people that are just tuning in for a brief amount of time. Does that sound totally asinine? Because that's, you know, obviously you can have all these different people that are in the industry saying, well, that's what we have to focus on, that's what we got to do, that's where the money's at. But then you have all these other people saying radio is so dead, radio is on its way out, and you have XM and Sirius on the horizon, where it's, there's so much more focusing on the content, because all your money is already there by your paid subscribers. So why not rethink the model? Why not rethink the formula? Start thinking wider versus such a narrow band of 15 minutes. Why not cater to the people that listen to your station all day at work and play more different types of music, more artists, not just what some big stupid record company in LA, in New York, or wherever. I mean, instead of listening to that and focusing on that and only playing what's hot, only playing what's on MTV, only playing on what's on VH1, you know, if you start focusing on littler, you know, labels, local artists, you'd be amazed. You'd be out, you know, astonished at what you could do with reviving your listening audience. So everyone says that radio is dead, but you know, I talked to a guy not long ago how there was this horrible ice storm in Maine. And when that ice storm hit, everything went down. Electricity went down, and you know, the electricity was down long enough that generators for television stations and radio stations didn't last long, except for a few radio stations, and that's all anybody had at that time. You know, there's still, I'm not saying, I'm not trying to make a case for making radio a golden, or you're saying, well, that's, you know, that's just a small smidgen of what radio is good for. I think down the line, you always come back to it. Be it that radio the way it exists today, or the way that my chief engineer says it, at some point in the future, in the very near future, the transmitters that I work on, he works on, that he knows and is known for his over 20 years of experience in radio engineering, is that they're going to become liabilities. So, be it if podcasting is the future of radio, or whatever it is, the audio medium, it's still going to exist. But if we're talking about radio right now, you know, there's not much that you have to do to really change it, except just take a different stance, take a different outlook. Don't say this is how it is. Change it. Jeez. Hopefully there's some people out there that will get the clue. If I had the money, I'd buy my own radio station and do it myself. But I don't. So let's play this song. The song's called Love, and it's by the band Alaska. And this is Radio Zoom.
I've heard this world is cold, and when it turns on me, I hope you'll help me see. And in the end, you'll keep my soul. If it's off where the limit changed, in the heart of the spent machine, give it all, stand through the main. It's all. Tomorrow's not everyone can change.
Hello. Well, went to go turn that back on, and I use a little mixer off to the side here, and I'm gonna edit out the little chunk of major silence that was there. But went to turn my the volume back up on my microphone here, and the thing shorted out on me, and so I just gently touched the power switch to the back of this mixer, and now I'm back. I'm here. Anyhow, I was sitting there telling all about who it was that you just listened to, and all of a sudden I just came to my, I can't hear myself, and I'm looking on the screen, there's no waves going through. So that was Alaska. Alaska with an exclamation point. And that was off of their self-titled album of that very same name. And that song was called Love, and in parentheses, To Be Your Main. And you want to find out more, pureyukon.com. pureyukon.com. Pure Yukon. That sounds tasty. Go there, find out information about their performances. They've got an upcoming album, second release as the band known as Alaska. It's coming up April 12th, 2005. So you can get more information there. Press, music, and contact information. Actually, no. Let me think about that. Let me say that again. That is off of their album Emotions. That's what it's off of. Sorry. I've got it stashed away in my collection, but I don't have the album sitting in front of me, so it's kind of hard to remember all these things. I play so much music and so many times and so many different people. It's hard to think and keep it all straight and on track. Anyhow, the reason I wanted to play that song today was because, on this episode, is because I was driving around today because it was so unfreaking believable outside. Just, it was gorgeous. And about 2 hours ago, the clouds started rolling in. So it's going to start raining, and then tomorrow will be the snow crap stuff. But I was driving around, and it was kind of funny because there's a part in the song where it's, I try to love everyone. There's a lyric in there. And I was going to the grocery store. And if anybody knows me, people that knows me, they know that I do not like going to the grocery store. I like to cook, and I like the process of selecting my foods. That's somewhat enjoyable. But the overall experience of people in a grocery store, I cannot handle it. It drives me up the wall. People that put their grocery cart on one side of the aisle, and then they stand in that space on the other side, looking at the shelf, and you can't get around them. And, you could just say a simple excuse me, but if you're walking down pushing a grocery cart, and grocery carts are not stealthy by any means. You can hear these things. And obviously, people have hearing problems, but still, the wheels squeak, it clanks, and makes all this rattling noise. And yet, you're walking, and you got all this, all this stuff in your cart, and you stop, and suddenly, there's no more sound. And I know at least if I hear that sound, I know that somebody's behind me. Or I might be in somebody's way, so I look around. Now, but take the 95% of the rest of the people out there, aside from myself, and, they just don't get it. They'll stand there, and they'll just look, and they'll just kind of, what's on the, and it just, I've been really good. And probably over the course of the past year and a half of becoming a really good grocery store ninja. Because I can get in, get out, I know what it is that I want, Even if I list or no list, I go in there with a, you know, with an idea of what it is I need. I know where it's at. I get in, I get out. I used to spend hours in wandering, but then I lived with a guy that actually took more time, and that was it. That made me change my ways. You know, and he was the guy that had the car and the house that I lived with, a bunch of other people. And he was a way for me to get out to the grocery store. When you spend 2 hours in a grocery store and things bug you like they bug me in terms of what I just told you about, that really makes you change your ways. So I can't stand. It's an extreme love-hate relationship with your grocery store. It's painful and... You know, I try to love everyone, but I can't. There's just a certain extent of what it is that I can handle and I can't handle. So I just thought I'd share that. Listening to that song made me recall as to why I wanted to play that, and then it made me flash back, and I started having these cold sweats and jitters, and no, it wasn't that bad, but let's play another song. And I'll come back to what it was that I was going to get to earlier in terms of my insights and rants about radio and its impending death. And I say that with the quotation fingers. So here's the song by Ambulance LTD. It's called Primitive. Check it out. It's good stuff. Radio Zoom.
Without you, and I can't.
Ambulance LTD is the name of the band, and that song was called Primitive. You can find out more about them, AmbulanceNYC.com. Kind of wonder where they're from, eh? I would say New York City. That's just me. They are going to be playing Coachella coming up this summer, and then they'll also be playing the Austin City Limits Fest this fall. So it's a couple different places that you can check them out at. Kind of a Blackheart Rebel Motorcycle Cities Club. Man, that totally sucked. People that know who I'm trying to talk about know who I'm trying to talk about, and they want to kill me right now. So I'm just going to move on and go away from that. I just have those brain farts. At least probably twice an hour, if not 5-10 times. It's Sunday. I'm not paid to do this. If I was paid to do this, I'd be more on the ball. But I'm not making any money off this, so it's my day off. Don't expect me to think too hard. Going back to what I was going on about in terms of the death of radio and these different theories and people talking about that, because a lot of different people think that because of the iPod is going to, you know, kill radio and MP3 players in general. They will lead to the eventual downfall of what radio is, and no one's going to listen. And that's because they can play songs that people want to hear. And hey, there's a ingenious idea, you know, more requested music, huh? Instead of playing the same song that you have been handed down by some record company to be the next hot thing, and you play it 3 times an hour, why don't you let people, real people that actually listen to your stupid product, decide what song it is that you're going to play 3 times an hour? You know, of course, you're going to have the little 13, 14-year-old kids that, you know, they got to hear that new whoever the great pop artist is at the time. But, you know, I think there's some truth. There's some validity there. And another interesting thing, though, that my friend Adam lives in, we used to do a lot of stuff at the college radio station where I worked at. And now he lives in Harlem, in Manhattan. And he sent me this link to a Wired.com article, and this might... There goes that mixer again. This thing's really having problems. It keeps cutting out on me. Anyhow, Adam sent me this link to this Wired.com article, The Resurrection of Indie Radio. And, okay, that's nice, John. It makes an interesting point. But the interesting part to this article is that Steve Jones, and I'm going to quote this straight from the article, Steve Jones, the Sex Pistols guitarist, is now deriving his paycheck from Clear Channel. I didn't stutter, and I didn't read that wrong. Occasionally I say the wrong things that I didn't mean to say, or I'll misread something, but I that's what I said. The former guitar player for the Sex Pistols is now working and getting paid by Clear Channel. And I think that, you know, obviously this is, I think, a trend that's kind of coming down the tubes of trying to hook into the indie rock bandwagon. You see it with, I've mentioned it before, with like the OC, that television program. And here you got Clear Channel trying to, you know, it was like, well, if we get somebody that was totally anti-authority and down with the man and all this, you know, take it back, and, you know, we gotta rebel, and, you know, if we employ these people, we'll get people to listen. Yeah, there's the idea. There's, you know, that's what they need to do. But I don't think it helps, because it's still a personality, but God knows Clear Channel is not the best when it comes to people in general. I think the Clear Channel way of life is less people, less money it takes to run the place, more money you can spend on advertisers. So therefore, you're bound to make money, and this plan is going to succeed. We're going to be millionaires. And in the meantime, you'll buy up every single radio station you can in a market, put it in one building and on one floor, and all these studios within, you know, earshot of each other. And that's what they're trying to do. And that is why radio is dying. The deregulation and basically taking the fun out of it. You don't have anybody that you can get connected to. That's why podcasting is becoming so appealing to so many people, is because we're real people. I'm a real guy doing this from my bedroom. And there's a lot of other people out there that are doing different podcasts in such different ways, but they're real people with real... they're human beings versus this polished machine cranking out the sound that you're tuning into. So to say that radio is dead, I think is totally false. I think radio needs to change, and I think it needs to adapt. There's a certain way, or there's a saying, you know, slow and steady is the way to go, is the way to be. And the less you know, change, and there's that horrible word, change. People fear change. And the less you change, the more you stay on track, it's going to succeed. And I don't think that's the answer. I think that everybody in the industry needs to rethink where this is all going. And if you want to check out this article, The Resurrection of Indie Radio, it was issue 1303, March 2005, on Wired.com. So you can go check that out. And they also have an interesting article about HD radio at a glance. And we all know what I think about HD radio, because it's pretty cool. I'm not trying to promote it and say, you know, don't listen to your iPods, listen to HD radio. That's not what I'm trying to say. You should really, really check it out. It's pretty interesting and fantabulous stuff. Going to wrap it up. I'm hitting the 36-minute mark, so I want to play you one last song before I get myself out of here. RadioZoom@gmail.com. If you have music that you want to email me, or you have a voice comment that you want to send me, and, you know, I'll play them on my podcasts, and I like doing that way better than, reading your emails that come in. But if you want to send me an email, you can send it there, or you can also send it to my regular email account, john@audihertz.net. That's audihertz.net, not audio, audihertz.net. Just making some clarifications there. Last track I want to play is by the band, formerly the band, and they were called The Dismemberment Plan. The Dismemberment Plan. I can't speak very well right now. Not that I ever could in the first place. Just kind of noticing it now. But they don't exist anymore. They split up. Axelson. There you go. A good example. Bass player is playing with Maritime, which is with Davey and Dan from the Promise Ring. And then Travis Morrison. Oh, this will be over soon. It'll be good. TravisMorrison.com is his website. You can check out his solo project that's going on. The rest of the guys are off doing their own little thing. But this is off of the album Change, I think. Or maybe it's Emergency and I. Is this Emergency and I? I can never remember. Yes, it's Emergency and I. This is off of that album. This has been another edition of Radio Zoom. I'm going to stop talking, because everybody be happier and the world will be better. So we'll check it later. And adios.
She's wearing too much lipstick tonight. A little black dress, a little too tight. Tries to make small top, but it drips with spikes. She knows how it's coming, it's really alright. Nobody here could know how she feels. Not getting drunk, but she hates wearing heels. lately makes me doubt it.
Radio Zoom Podcast is a product of the Autohertz.net weblog. Send all your thoughts and comments to john@autohertz.net. You can also check out more on the web, autohertz.net.